Yeah, exactly. I thought that's been a long time coming now. It's nice to get a first win at home in the league, and it's nice to get a few goals between the team. So, yeah, top day.
Was it a key time to score early on as well? Because you've been building a bit of pressure.
Yeah, exactly. I thought we started the game a lot better than in recent home games. And like you said, it's the key to any game, getting the first goal. And we followed that up with a second one in the first half. And I thought the way we responded to them scoring was the exact response that you want. And I thought it was a good performance all around.
What about yourself? You must be pleased to score one and make three.
Yeah, I'm over the moon any time I do score. You know, I could have one or two more, but I take the one and the 4-1 move, perfect.
A couple of different strike partners recently as well. How are you finding the blend of other strikers?
Well, to be honest, at this club, this is the most fierce competition of other strikers. I think we've got 6 or 7. I've never been at a club where there's so many strikers fighting for just 2 places. You know, and then sometimes people say it raises the game for the strikers, so we've got to keep on our toes and keep building ourselves and hope we have enough to play.
Important, wasn't it, too? Although we won here in the JPT to get that finally that home league win, wasn't it?
Exactly, yeah, you know, we need to start getting points on the board. We're going to be doing a relegation fight all season. We're going to start pushing up the table, and I thought today, you know, hopefully we'll be the start of something good.
So does it give it a platform now? Because if you look to Christmas, you want to go into that period with momentum, right?
Exactly, yeah, there's a lot of games coming up over December and January. Like you said, we get some good momentum, good form going to that, and you know, hopefully we'll start pushing up that table quicker.
What's your objective now? Just to stay in the side, I guess?
Exactly, well, I've got to keep scoring goals. If we keep doing that, then I've got my argument to stay in the side. Other than that, you know, like I said, the competition is quite fierce at the club. Hopefully, I keep scoring and keep playing.
Showed good character as well, even when they got a goal back, for you guys to keep pushing and get a fourth.
Yeah, like you've seen in recent games as well, you know, once teams have scored, we've kind of gone under a little bit. And, you know, I think the main thing is that they didn't go down to 10 men. So, we pushed on, we got the fourth goal and killed the game up completely.
What's the spirit like in the changing room after that?
As you'd expect, after a good home win like that, it was a lot of buzzing, a little bit of moon, you know. And I think a game like this, they want to play again Tuesday, so it's a shame we haven't got a game, but we've got another good week's training in, and we'll go again next week at practice.
And just lastly, from me, 5,500, I think it's the second biggest game of the season, and good support, wasn't it?
I thought the second half, the support was fantastic. It's the best I've heard here in a long time. So if we can keep gates like that from the long game, it only helps the team.
Chris, did you have a word with Roman Vincelot whenever he was announced as man of the match? or is it the sponsors you want to have a word with?
I think it's the sponsors, seeing Roman looking at me with a cheeky little smile. But, you know, you just, like you say, the sponsors, you know, must be related to Roman or something. But, you know, it doesn't matter.
I think the fans made their feeling very clear after that announcement, didn't they?
Yeah, that was nice of them. I mean, all they thought, obviously, I played well, so that was nice of them. But like you said, it's not the main idea, it was getting the home run finally.
You seemed totally fired up for this game. I mean, what were you eating this morning to be so fired? You were everywhere.
No, but like you said, the competition's, you know, it's really fierce to this club. And like you said, I've got to keep on top of my game. And the minimum I can do is work my socks off. Like you said, hopefully when I do that and you get a goal or two and the win, you know, it tops it off.
Just talking through the goals, let's start off with your one. It was a lovely volley. You must have got a lot of satisfaction from the way you hit that one.
Yeah, to be fair, we've done that a lot yesterday in training. You know, we must have spent a good 45 minutes, you know, crossing and volleying. And that was near the carbon copy of what we were doing in training yesterday, so it was nice actually to pay off what we were doing on training ground.
And he showed a bit of vision as well, with a little chip for the first goal for a Plasmati.
Yeah, I've seen two of them in the box, Plasmati and Pritchard, so I thought I just locked it in and, you know, hopefully one of them get the red on it, and Plasmati did.
Were you disappointed that the last two, that maybe you could have scored those last two, Dinkock sweeping up for the third one?
Yeah, that's good play to me, follow it in, you know, I should have scored that. Chance myself, the keeper made a good save, low down to his start. But like any good player knows, you know, follow every shot and you never know what happens, and he did. And you know, luckily we got the third goal.
Totally unselfish for the fourth goal as well, because you could have had a go yourself, but you saw David Mooney to your right hand side.
And I thought I would have been, you know, chuffed to try and have a go myself. You stand on his own 6 yards out, you know, if I ever shoot there and you don't score, it's not right. So, you know, I'll give him a chance and you put it away.
I think it probably guarantees your place in the team next week if you're fit, say, against Bradford.
I keep my fingers crossed, you know. You just don't know at this place anymore. But like you said, we're going to have a good week straight in, and hopefully, you know, still in the team.
What did the gaffer say to you at the end of the game?
Well done. You know, he came over and he said that you're brilliant. You know, you're one of the best players in the pitch. So that's nice for him to say. So he said, hopefully, he can do the same again next week.
Leighton Orient do have an awful lot of forwards, but nobody really seems to be grabbing the role by the scruff of the neck. But you've certainly done that today.
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, I know we've got a lot of forwards, but there have been quite a few injuries to them. A bit unfortunate in that respect. And it's been chopping and changing with the forwards. Maybe that's hampered the team slightly. But like you said, hopefully we can get a settled team now and we can push on and start getting more wins in the belt.
Well done.
Cheers.